granddad, as you call him, did he have a sense of humor?
Yes, he had a great sense of humor, but it's sort of a dry sense of humor. He didn't smoke, he didn't drink, he didn't curse, and you very, very rarely saw him without a tie on. Outside, I don't think I ever saw him without a hat on.
Well, then the truth, some pictures that we saw, he was out fishing.
I've seen pictures of him fly fishing still wearing his tie.
He was very proper.
Did he go to church?
The only thing I can remember about that is when I was very young, we all went to the Methodist church there in San Antonio. Now, as far as spiritual, I know that the family always gathered at his house when we were in San Antonio for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. The whole family would gather like that. Then a couple of times, family went to Tulsa. I know he believed in the Lord because he was fairly spiritual that way, but I'm not sure what church he went to once he went back up.
Did he take a real strong interest in family and children and grandchildren?
Yes and no. He took a great interest in us, but he traveled so much, you know, there's big gaps where we weren't able to talk and see him. I have a letter there that I'm going to give to you that he wrote me for my birthday.
Well, I know you're not giving me this letter, but you just handed it to me here. And let me just quickly read what Thomas Gilchrist wrote to you. Dear Folsom, so did you grow up using Folsom or Gene?
He grew up going by Fofo.
That was his nickname.
You were Fofo.
That was the nickname.
But he uses Dear Folsom, and this is typewritten, 17th February 1958, on Thomas Gilchrist Foundation letterhead. Wednesday you will be 16. Before you know it, you will be 21 and can vote for a man of your choice. I hope that by this time you will also be a real honest-to-goodness man with a lot of intelligence, honesty, and reason. You turned out that way, didn't you?
I hope so.
Then he goes on. On my last visit, I noticed that you were slender and looking the part of a well-balanced young fellow. Now just get right down to real study and make yourself a distinguished man among men. You have a good mind, but you must use it to good advantage every day. Then he says, always happy to hear from you, and drop me a note from time to time and let me know what you are thinking and doing. Many more happy birthdays. Love, Grandpa.
That was Granddad.
Yeah.
Now, one thing he never forgot was my birthday. He never forgot Christmas. All the grandchildren always got a present for Christmas. Usually, it was a painting that he thought fit what we would like. It was a great deal.
Where are they, those paintings?
I've got several of them here. Some of them were so large that once we moved up here, I didn't have the wall space for them, so I sold a couple of them to Paul Rossi.
Who was a curator.
Who had been a curator at the museum.
Gilchrist Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Sold a few of them myself.
So you had access to them too?
Yeah, I had some that were given to me as well. I sold a few of them through Paul Rossi as well.
Steve, did you get any?
Yes, I've still got some paintings, some Tommy Lewis paintings and some Willard Stone works.
And they were given to you by?
My grandmother.